Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to talk about covert narcissists because so many people have been burnt by a covert narcissist and they just don't understand. Why can't they just be normal? Why can't they just speak their mind and, you know, if there's something wrong, tell you what's wrong? Why do they have to be so sneaky? Okay. Here's the thing with covert narcissists, you guys. I'm going to do like a short podcast to kind of sum it up for you. Covert narcissists, a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of time, covert narcissists, what happened to them is they came from an abusive childhood. They felt like they had no control. And what happens to somebody that is a covert narcissist is that they have to hold everything inside. Not everybody can speak their mind. Not everybody can make themselves vulnerable for attack. And when you're dealing with a covert narcissist is a very wounded individual. Not that it's an excuse to be sneaky and hurt people because you have a fragile ego, but trying to understand why they do what they do, a covert narcissist comes from a lot of times an abusive household and they didn't have any control. Maybe their parents were narcissists themselves that told them what to do or always put them down or never validated them. So some people are able to see a toxic parent and be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be like them. Then there's other people that say that stand up to the narcissistic parent. That would be a scapegoat. And, you know, all of a sudden they're the black sheep of the family and everything like that because they don't, you know, let a narcissistic parent talk to them a certain way or treat them a certain way and, you know, belittle them and everything like that. And then you could have a child that becomes a covert narcissist. And this is a child that has a hard time, you know, being transparent because they're afraid of being attacked. See, a covert narcissist, one thing you got to understand with a covert narcissist is they are a basic coward, all right? That's why they can't come out and tell you what's really on their mind. They're very, very fragile. And the biggest thing with a covert narcissist is that they're very envious. They have the largest inferiority complex of anyone. They feel so small and so invalidated that they'll never let you know that. They put on a front and everything like that. But deep inside, that covert narcissist is feeling like they're nothing. They feel empty. And this is why they don't validate you. They're not going to tell you, oh yeah, you did a great job. A lot of times when you talk to a covert narcissist, they won't even respond to you, or they'll ignore you, or they'll turn their head, or they'll roll their eyes. They will not give you 1 ounce of validation. And why is that? Because maybe their narcissistic parent or narcissistic household they came from, this is what they were taught, how to deal with things. Or the fact is, they just have such a low self-worth, that they don't want to build anybody else up because every time they build somebody else up, it makes them feel less. And they feel so small to begin with. But the thing about a covert narcissist is they have the greatest mask of everybody because they put on that, you know, a lot of times covert narcissists could be very snobby. They put on an air that they're something they're not. They're the kind of people that try to, you know, live up to the Joneses. They got to have the best car on the block, the nicest house. Their kids have to be dressed, you know, in all designer clothes and everything like that. They put on a great show for outsiders. But that's because they're so insecure underneath. A covert narcissist is worried about image, okay? This is why covert narcissists are so nice to outsiders. They want outsiders to look at them and think that they're something. They're not somebody that could just go with the flow and not care what somebody thinks. A covert narcissist, they're going to worry about if they have a piece of lint on their shirt and they go out, what people would think of them. That's how fragile an ego they have. That's what such low self-confidence they have. So to get into the mind of a covert narcissist, you have to say to yourself, you know what? This is somebody who really must have came from some kind of abusive home, okay? Or a home that didn't have control. They didn't feel in control. And rather than put themselves out in the open and be one of these people like an overt narcissist that comes out and tells you when they have a problem and, you know, tells you off and everything like that, when a covert narcissist has a beef with you, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to give you the silent routine, and then they're going to run to their flying monkeys, and they're going to talk bad about you behind your back, and they're going to play the victim, okay? They want people to sympathize with them. They're the victim, poor me, and everything like that, because they don't have the courage, they don't have the strength to take somebody that's strong on one-on-one, okay? A covert narcissist always has to move and be, you know, a sneak about things. And, you know, they're the kind that are going to always kiss up to people because they want people to like them. This is how they manipulate. They kiss up to people. They kiss up to bosses. They kiss up to family members. They kiss up to people that have money. This is what covert narcissists do to manipulate and you know, you get more bees with honey. So this is how they operate. They kill outsiders and new people that they're around by being overly, overly friendly, overly, overly nice. And this is how they fool people, because they think, wow, they're so nice. They're so friendly. A lot of times you have a covert narcissistic friend and you don't realize later on that you're dealing with a covert narcissist because they were so kind and friendly in the beginning. And then you start to see all of a sudden that covert narcissistic friend is making excuses why they can't see you. They're having secret get-togethers with some of your other friends and they're not including you. This is exactly what a covert narcissistic friend does, or a covert narcissistic friend will be jealous of you if you're in a relationship and you're happy and everything like that. They're the kind that are going to throw a little dig in front of your partner and make you look bad, okay? Because they're jealous. It breaks down to the fact that these people are just flat out jealous. They feel so low within themselves. They're not even as strong as an overt narcissist that doesn't care, that will come out and tell you they don't like you or something like that. A covert narcissist, a lot of times, a covert narcissist will pretend like everything's all right. You know, you may have a disagreement or something like that, and they'll say, oh, that's okay, 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 okay. They love to say, okay, okay, okay. And you don't know if it's okay or it's not okay. And then later on is when the covert narcissist pays you back. They do things like show up late. They do things like don't text you back for hours, and they say, oh, you know, they forgot their phone somewhere, or, you know, their car broke down on the side of the street, or they were in the ER, or they come up with these outlandish excuses why they don't follow through, okay? And this is another thing with a covert narcissist. They don't follow through. That's how you know that they are fake, because a covert narcissist make promises to you and they never follow through with those promises. Very rarely they will. They'll say something like, oh yeah, we're going to go on vacation. I'm going to take you on a great vacation. And you know, oh, we're going to do this on this weekend. We're going to do that on that weekend. And then when that weekend comes, guess what? The covert narcissist has an excuse why they can't follow through. And, you know, yeah, things come up, but with a covert narcissist, you're going to get constant excuses all the time. So what's going on with a covert narcissist is basically, you're dealing with a fake, phony, very, very insecure, jealous, envious type of person, okay? And the only way you're going to be able to spot them is by their behavior. Do they follow through in what they say, or are they telling you one thing and they're doing another? Okay. The other thing with a covert narcissist, what's up with them is they hold affection. They withhold affection, rather. Sorry about that. They withhold affection. And why do they do that? To control you, to make you thirsty for always wanting that affection, that cuddling. So they'll always make excuses why they can't, you know, go to bed with you, why they don't want to have sex with you. And by the way, a lot of times when a covert narcissist doesn't want to have sex with you or something like that, you could be sure most of the time, not all the time, that if they're not having sex with you, they're sure as hell having sex with somebody, okay? Like, we had a woman in the group who her fiance was not having sex with her for 6 months, and we told her there's something going on, and sure enough, there was something going on. But what does the covert narcissist do? They make excuses. They tell you they're tired. They tell you they got a problem at work. And you have to look at the whole situation, because sometimes people are tired and sometimes people do have problems at work. But if it's a constant, constant excuse, you've got to say something's up and this person is not real. Okay? This person is not real. That's how you're going to know that you're dealing with a fake covert narcissist. And you're also going to know you're dealing with a fake covert narcissist is because people are going to come back and tell you things that the covert narcissist said. You're going to hear through the grapevine, if you have mutual friends or mutual people that you deal with that covert narcissist, you're going to see that those people are going to look at you differently. You know, they may not be as friendly to you anymore. And why? Because the covert narcissist is gossiping and talking behind your back. And you're going to start to feel like something's not right, okay? When you start to feel like something's not right, you can be sure that something definitely is not right, because that covert narcissist is manipulating other people against you. Because what did I say? They're jealous. They're envious. They have, you know, a low self-worth. And the only way that a covert narcissist feels better is to push you down, lower you down. When they lower you down by invalidating you, it lifts them up and makes them feel important. They have the control. You're sitting there trying to get them to validate what you say. You may have made a comment and they don't respond. And you're sitting there with your mouth open. Do they agree? Do they not agree? And they won't validate you. And that leaves you invalidated and starting to doubt yourself. And when you start to doubt yourself, then you lose your self-confidence with these people. And that's exactly what a covert narcissist wants to do. They want to break down your self-confidence. So this is what I have to tell you guys. Never, ever rely on anybody else to validate you, okay? Never. And I dealt with this with somebody in my family one time where, you know, I said, oh, I don't need anybody to validate me or anything like that. And that person just couldn't resist to come at me and say, make a remark and everything like that. And I wasn't gonna let him get to me. So I stood there and I said, yeah, that's right. I validate myself. That's right. I don't need you to validate me. Maybe you need people to validate you, but I'm good. Okay. And you had to see the look on his face, how annoyed he was, because he couldn't break me down, because he's a covert narcissist that wanted to break me down, break down my self-confidence. And why is that? Because he's got the low confidence. He has low self-confidence. And by breaking me down, by trying to be an authority of this, authority of that, that's how he tries to build himself up, by breaking me down. Instead of being a kind person and saying, well, you know, I think that's great, you should believe in yourself and everything like that. No, a covert narcissist is going to make a snide remark. This is what they do. They're going to be sarcastic. They're going to be a wise ass. They use sarcasm all the time. Or if they really don't want to show their hand, they'll just sit there with a smirk on their face and stare at you and say nothing, to intimidate you and make you feel like you're crazy. Don't take the bait and let these people, you know, control your emotions where you feel like, you know, there's something wrong with you. You're just dealing with a toxic covert narcissist who's jealous of you, okay? So that's really what this podcast was about, getting into the mind of a covert narcissist and why they do what they do, okay? It's because a lot of times they have no self-confidence, all right? A lot of these people were put down as a kid, invalidated. They felt like they were nothing. Maybe they had siblings that outshined them, and they're the sibling that felt like they couldn't be anything. And that's why now, later on in life, they got to feel like they're something, all right? So this is why they brag or they try to put down other people, because they have that low self-esteem, because maybe they had a sibling that their parent, their narcissistic parent, was always building up. So they feel low about themselves. So what are they going to do? They're going to go out into that world and make themselves feel better. And how are they going to make themselves feel better? By making you feel like you're nothing, okay? Get away from these people, disengage with these people, and don't defend yourself to these people. Because when you defend yourself to them, you lose your power, okay? You don't have to explain anything to a narc. They're toxic. You just got to say to yourself, I'm toxic narc. Let me get away from them, because there's no reasoning with a toxic person. And that's it, you guys. I hope that makes it clear about covert narcissists. Have a great day, and please be sure to share the podcast. I would really appreciate it. Have a good day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website, where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio, where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.